Psalm 136, verses 10 through 16. That's our passage today. It continues this song about his love enduring forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the psalmist writes, and then repeats, his love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them. His love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his love endures forever, and brought Israel through the midst of it, his love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, his love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, his love endures forever. When a person tells me that a particular song has too much repetition, my standard response is, have you ever read Psalm 136? 26 times the psalmist wants us to repeat, his love endures forever. 26 times we are to proclaim the wonder of God's enduring, loyal love. Why is that? Well, someone has well said we need to be reminded more than we need to be taught. Everybody loves new bits of information, a new nugget of knowledge. Often, knowledge comes dressed up like spiritual truth, but it is a dreadful imposter. We need to move the truth 12 inches down from the head to the heart, because that's where the changes of life take place. The psalmist drives home each one of God's action with an underlying reason. God acts because he loves us. He not only struck down the Israelites and parted the Red Sea, but God so loved the world that he sent his only Son to die on the cross for your sins and my sins. That's a love that should never stop being celebrated. God's love endures forever. Father, thank you for that enduring, loyal love. Help me to repeat it continually in my heart, in my head, and with my hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.